Good afternoon, folks. My name is Tony Miano. I'm here with my friend, Peter Guerin, Brad Snow, and Nathan Snow. Peter and I are from Faith Community Church in the Santa Cruz Valley. Brad and Nathan are from Kindred Community Church in the Anaheim Hills area. If you're looking for a church in either of those areas, we'd be happy to talk to you more about that. But the main reason we came here, and we came here with the knowledge and the prayerful support of our pastors and our elders, the main reason we came here today is to bring to you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Salvation by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. There is no other name given among men under heaven by which we must be saved other than the name of Jesus Christ. There will come a time when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Our hope for each of you is that that time would come before you stand before Him to give an account for your life. We have free Bibles here. If you'd like one, we have them in English and in Spanish. They are free. You don't have to ask permission to come up and take one. Just at your leisure, just come on up and take one out of the box here on the newsstand. Accept it as our gift to you. Open the Word of God for yourself. Test everything you hear from me and my friends today against the Word of God. Our hope, our belief is that you will see that what we're telling you is true. But see for yourself. Take a copy of God's Word for yourself. I'm going to read out of the Gospel of John, chapter 7. I'm going to read verses 14 through 24, and we're going to talk about judgment. The Word of God tells us this. About the middle of the feast, Jesus went up into the temple and began teaching. The Jews, therefore, marveled, saying, "How is it that this man has learning when he has never studied?" So Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but His who sent me. If anyone's will is to do God's will, he will know whether the teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own authority. The one who speaks on his own authority seeks his own glory, but the one who seeks the glory of Him who sent him is true, and in him there is no falsehood. Hath not Moses given you the law? Yet none of you keep the law. Why do you seek to kill me?" The crowd answered, "You have a demon. Who is seeking to kill you?" Jesus answered them, I did one work, and you all marveled at it. Moses gave you circumcision, not that it was from Moses, but from the fathers. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If on the Sabbath a man receives circumcision, so that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because on the Sabbath I made a man's whole body well? Do not judge by appearances, but judge with righteous judgment. Now I care too much about you, young man, to shut up. No, you won't be waving two fingers to Satan, young man. You'll be on your face begging for mercy one day. I hope you come to your senses before it's too late. My friends, when we're out here preaching, it's not uncommon for people who profess to be Christians and people who don't to run up and wag a finger and say, judge not, lest you be judged. Seems it's the only verse a lot of people know in the Bible, but yet they don't know what it means. That verse is found in Matthew chapter 7, 1. Matthew chapter 7, verse 1, it says, "Judge not, lest you be judged." The Bible does say that. But if you look at the context, it's not saying don't ever judge about anything. It's saying don't judge another human being as if you have the authority to send them to hell. Because the passage goes on to say, take the log out of your own eye before you try to pluck the splinter out of your brother's eye. By the standard that you judge others, you will be judged. It's what the passage says. If I were to stand here and say, because of the color of your skin, because of your nationality, because of your social economic position, because of where you grew up, because of where you go to school, I think you're going to hell. Well, that would be unrighteous judgment. I do not have the authority to declare that anybody is going to hell. There's only one lawgiver and judge. There's only one who's able to save and destroy. It's not Tony. That is reserved for God Almighty. So in that sense, we should not judge other people. We should not be passing a judgment on other people in which we determine, as if we are God, whether or not a person should go to heaven or hell. Right? But yet we saw Jesus here pass judgment. Now granted, Jesus was and is God. He certainly has the authority to pass judgment on people for their sins against Him. No doubt about that. But Jesus said this at the end of the passage I just read to you. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with righteous judgment. Do not judge by appearances, but judge with righteous judgment. The Jewish leaders, the Pharisees, they were casting judgments upon Jesus because it appeared to them that He had broken the law by healing a man on the Sabbath. While yet the Jews would circumcise 8-day-old boys on the Sabbath in order to keep the law. The Jews were judging Jesus by appearances. Jesus did a very wonderful, gracious thing to a man by healing him. It ought not matter what day of the week that kind of grace and mercy is extended. And Jesus tells them, look, don't judge by appearances. Judge with righteous judgment. So Jesus didn't say to them, don't ever judge. He didn't say that. He said, judge with righteous judgment. And the way it is written here, the way Jesus said it, it is expressed as a command. People are to judge with righteous judgment. And my friends, each and every one of us are judgmental. Some of us, all of us, we've sinned by judging people the wrong way. But we also make righteous judgments as well because we have a conscience. We all know that the rapist should be punished. Is that not a judgment? Yes, that's a judgment. We all know that the child molester should be punished. That's a judgment. It is a righteous judgment. We all know that it's wrong for a man to cheat on his wife or for a woman to cheat on her husband. We know that is wrong. God has written His law on our heart. We know adultery is wrong. So when we shake our head and we tell someone, hey, stop cheating on your spouse, we're making a judgment. But it is a righteous judgment. In fact, Jesus said during the Sermon on the Mount, pursue the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and the things that you need will be given to you. We all judge. We all judge righteously. But yet we're quick to condemn when someone judges us with righteous judgment. And then we turn to a Bible that most people don't believe anyways. They turn to an authority in which they don't believe in to try to hold people accountable by a standard they don't follow themselves. That's hypocrisy. We all judge. Somebody runs a red light in front of you while you're crossing the street. Hey! Stop for the red light! That's a judgment. Was it wrong? No. It was a righteous judgment. Your older child is slapping your little child upside the head with a Tonka truck. Hey, knock it off. Swat on the butt. You made a judgment. Was it wrong? No. It was a righteous judgment. So you ought not be offended when you hear the law of God, because God is a righteous judge. Jesus Christ is a righteous judge. He will judge the world in righteousness. But why does that offend so many people? Why does it offend people when they hear things like, all liars will have their part in the lake of fire? Why are people offended when they hear things like, no liar, no thief, no fornicator, no blasphemer, no effeminate, no homosexual, no reviler, no drunkard, no swindler, no blasphemer will enter into the kingdom of heaven? Why does that offend people? Because they love their sin. Because they don't want to be judged in righteousness about the things they love to do. They don't want their passions and their lusts and their sinful desires to be taken from them. They don't want to be held accountable for those things. And so they cry out with indignation, judge not, lest you be judged, and judge in the process. But their judgment is unrighteous. Their judgment is unrighteous because their judgment goes contrary to the law. And my friends, when we die and we stand before God, we are going to face the righteous judgment of God. We're going to stand before Him, and we are going to give an account for our lives. God is not going to judge unrighteously. He's going to judge with righteous judgment according to His perfect moral standard, His law. And it's a law you all know. Even if there are some within the sound of my voice who foolishly and delusionally deny the existence of God and thus run contrary to their own conscience, you know that what I'm about to tell you is true because God has written these things on your heart. You know it's wrong to lie. You know it's wrong to lie, not because your parents taught you to lie. You know it's wrong to lie because you were created in the image of God. God has given you a conscience, and God does not lie. God tells the truth. So you know it's wrong to lie. You know it's wrong to steal, not because mom and dad slapped your hand when you tried to take something. You know it's wrong to steal because you were created in the image of God. God has given you a conscience upon which He has written His law, and God is not a thief. God is not a thief. You know it's wrong to steal because you know that God is not a thief. You know that it's wrong to take God's name in vain because God is not a blasphemer. You know it's wrong to shout God's name out in excitement or disgust or anger. But you do it anyways. My friends, think about it. If you're to cross here on Lancashire, a busy and somewhat dangerous road, and you have the green for the crosswalk, and someone is texting, and they keep going through the intersection, and they almost hit you, you might scream out something. Would you scream out your mother's name? Would you scream out Osama bin Laden, Adolf Hitler, Oprah? Would you get really angry and shout, Oprah! Oh my Oprah! No. You take the name of the God who has given you life, and you bring it down low as if it's of no value. And God says, because He's a righteous judge, that He will not leave him unpunished who takes His name in vain. God commands that we honor our mother and our father, not because our parents are necessarily honorable, although your parents might be. But we know there are a lot of people in the world who have been given the responsibility of parenthood and fail miserably at that task. But God says, honor your mother and father. Why? Because God is the Father. And God is to be honored as the Heavenly Father. God's Word commands that you shall not murder. Now, maybe you've never driven a knife into someone's back or put a bullet in someone's brain or hit someone over the head with a bat, but I would hazard to guess that everyone within the sound of my voice has murdered. And this is why. God says whoever hates another person is a murderer. Whoever hates another person is a murderer. That's how high God's standard is, my friends. He's not going to judge you based on how you see yourself in the mirror. He's going to judge you according to His standard. His perfect moral standard. He judges not only your actions, but He judges the intention of your heart as well. And every murder began with hatred in the heart. It moves to the mind where you formulate the plan, and then to the hand where you carry out the act. But in God's eyes, you murdered the moment you hated. And you know it's wrong to murder because God is not a murderer. God is the giver of life. And the list goes on. So now, if I judged you wrongly, well, first of all, I don't know any of your names. I haven't mentioned any of you by name. I haven't pointed to you or you or you and said, you've done this, you've done that, you've done this. You're all going to hell. I haven't said anything like that. If you feel judged at this moment, it is because that conscience that God has given you is at work. You are not being judged by Tony. You are being judged by the very law of God that He has written on your heart. And what most people do at this point is they blow it off, they shut down, and they say, oh, that guy is so judgmental, while they pass unrighteous judgment against the guy that they say is judgmental. I would ask that you would exercise the common sense that God has given you. I would ask that you would pause for a moment and come to your senses and realize that if you are feeling judged at this moment, it is because you have now come to realize that the wrath of God abides on you. And that you have violated God's law, and you will stand before Him to give an account. Because God is good, because God is holy and righteous and just, He must, in keeping with His perfect character, He must punish sin. And the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. That same God, and there is only one, that same God who is angry with the wicked, that same God whose wrath abides upon the ungodly, that same God who will judge the world in righteousness, because He is a righteous judge, is the same God who is loving and merciful and gracious and kind and good. You see, the God who is angry with sinners and will punish sin is the same God who loves sinners and will forgive sin. But God is not arbitrary. God cannot just wave a hand and say, okay, I'm going to turn a blind eye to sin. I'm not going to look at it. I'm going to ignore that you've sinned against me, and I'm just going to let you go. That would be a corrupt judge. He's not going to accept your good works. He's not going to accept your religious practices. That would be accepting a bribe, and God cannot be bribed. No, my friends. God must punish sin. So how is it that God remains perfect and holy by punishing sin, but yet can still forgive sinners without violating His perfect justice? It happened at the cross. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike you and me, He never once violated the law of God. He was and He is and He always will be the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived a perfect life for about 33 years on earth, a life that we cannot live for 33 seconds. And then He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific bloody death He did not deserve to take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, he forever defeated sin and death when he rose from the grave. He is alive today, and he will return at a time of the Father's choosing, a time known only to him. You see, my friends, it was at the cross where justice and mercy kissed. If you were standing before a judge in the courtroom, having been convicted of capital murder, and the judge sentences you to death, what would you think if this happened next? No, it's not the California legal system where we pay for death sentence convicted criminals to have three hots in the cot, television, weights, and all the pornography they could look at for 20 years until we get around to carrying out their sentence. No, the judge orders that you are executed right then and there. And as the bailiffs are carting you off to execute you, the judge stands up and he says, "Wait." The judge takes off his robe, that garment of authority. He steps down from his bench and he says, "I have found you guilty. I have sentenced you to die, but I'm going to take your place." The judge exercised justice by finding you guilty and sentencing you, and then he extended grace and mercy by taking upon himself the punishment you deserve. That's what happened at the cross. That is where justice and mercy kissed. For the only sacrifice that could be acceptable to the perfect, holy, and true God is this. Only God can appease the wrath and anger of God against sin. And only a perfect, sinless man could pay the penalty for mankind's sin. And that was Jesus. Fully God and fully man and without sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And so God is a righteous judge. God alone has the authority to condemn you forever for your sins against him. And God alone has the authority to forgive your sin on the basis of what his Son did on the cross. And this is what God commands of you this day, the righteous judge. He commands that you repent, that you turn away from your sin, that you turn toward God, the one true God, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And it's on that basis, not the basis of deeds that you have done in righteousness, not based on your religion, not based on your nationality, not based on the color of your skin, not based on how full your wallet is, no, based entirely on the mercy and grace and love and forgiveness of God through the sacrifice of his Son, Jesus Christ. God bless you, man. So my friends, as I always say, I say to you, if what you have heard now you do not hear as a message of love, it is because you love your sin more than you love God. It is because you love yourself more than you love God. But yet many of you still presume to be good in God's eyes and worthy of his forgiveness. Come to your senses. Come to your senses. Turn from your sin. And by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time. He will take your heart of stone. He will give you a heart of flesh. He will extend to you the precious gifts of repentance and faith. And he will secure for you, for all eternity, a place with him in heaven. That is good news. And that is, by definition, what the word gospel means. Good news. So turn to Christ and live. Turn to Christ and live. Now we have Bibles here, my friends. We have them both in English and in Spanish. They are free. We don't want anything from you. We want to give you a gift of God's Word. Read it, and you will see that what you're hearing today is true. Not because a sinful man named Tony said it, but because what I've said is consistent with the Word of God. Thank you for listening.